way to inner excellence. Cleanse the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatmin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome once again to our new series, and we have another wonderful episode in front of you. You are watching The Pathway to Inner Excellence. Subhanallah, previously we discussed our purpose of creation, we discussed what is tazkiyah, what is purification of the inner self, and that was basically our beginning discussion, and that was how we brought it towards our series and our discussions which we are having, alhamdulillah. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we remember our main discussion is the pathway to inner excellence. And today we are coming towards tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the topics which we are going to be discussing is going to be related to inner excellence. It's going to be related to purifying yourself from within. It's going to be related to how can I be a better person, not just in my physical appearance, rather in my inner being, inwardly, how can I be a wonderful and great personality, alhamdulillah. So today, inshallah, as we said, we are going to be discussing tawakkul and trust. And, you know, the problem is that we trust our doctors more than we trust the one who created the doctor. We trust our salary more than the one who controls our risk. And that is the reason why our hearts shake. That's the reason why we are always worried. That's the reason why we are always in this sort of tension. That's the reason why we, you know, go through so much stress and depression and so many things. It's out there in the world. Everyone knows about it. Tawakkul is basically a missing link in our lives, in our lifestyle. And tawakkul is something which all of us need to adopt and all of us need to instill in our lives and our lifestyle as well. Subhanallah. So inshallah, this will be our discussion for today. And be with us inshallah. We hope that we will learn lots of wonderful and beautiful things inshallah. So today in tawakkul, you must keep one thing in mind, is we are going to try and discuss how to build unshakable trust in Allah Ta'ala. Alright? So it mustn't be shakable. You know, everyone says we trust Allah Ta'ala. But ask yourself this question, that this trust you are talking about, is it truly trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. We say we trust Allah Ta'ala, but when the time comes to really see if our trust is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as I mentioned now, we will trust our credit card, we will trust our cards, we will trust our wealth, we will trust our businesses, we will trust ourselves even, ma'adallah, more than we supposed to, or more than we trust the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a big red flag and a red sign for all of us. What is tawakkul? If you put everything in a nutshell, then tawakkul means that you work with your full effort and you trust Allah Ta'ala with the full heart. Tawakkul is not leaving everything to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you sitting in the coziness and in the luxuries of your house, in the warmness of your bed, and you say that no, I trust Allah Ta'ala. That is not tawakkul, ma'adallah. That is testing the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tawakkul is not laziness. The opposite of laziness, if you have to put it in a nutshell, is tawakkul. That you have to do the effort, full effort from your side, and then full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Not half-half. Full effort and full trust then you see the reward, then you see the outcome, then you see the blessings which you receive from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala mentions this in many places of the Holy Quran. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The summary of which is that upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers should put their trust, and let the believers put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is telling you that your trust needs to be on one Zaat, which is the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, you tie the camel, then you trust Allah ta'ala. You lock your door and you trust Allah ta'ala. You lock your car and you trust Allah ta'ala. You put your wallet in a safe place and you trust Allah ta'ala. If you are leaving your wallet out in the open and you're saying nobody must steal my money, I trust Allah ta'ala, that is testing Allah ta'ala. You leave your car open and you say nobody's going to break in, no one's going to do anything, my house is open, no one's going to do anything, I trust Allah ta'ala. That's not trust, that is testing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if Allah ta'ala wills, if your car is open, if your house is open, if your wallet is lying in front of the main road, nobody can touch anything. If Allah ta'ala wills that nobody must do anything, then nobody will do anything, nobody can do anything. Nobody can do anything without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why do you want to test the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? So your job is to do whatever you can do from your side. Then there are many things which are beyond your control. Alright, you can lock the house, alright, but you cannot force, or you cannot go in the mind of the thief and tell him not to come to your house. You lock your door, then you trust Allah ta'ala. Automatically Allah ta'ala will take the thief away from your house. You leave your wallet in a safe place and you trust Allah ta'ala. You see how Allah ta'ala will make sure nobody steals your wealth. You put your investment in your business, you put your hard work in your business, and you trust Allah ta'ala. You see how Allah ta'ala will start giving you your rizq and your sustenance. So this is what we need to work towards, which is tawakkul, and trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not laziness. It's we need to do as much as we can from our side, and then obviously we trust the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a few reasons why we unfortunately struggle with tawakkul and trust. Number one, the fear for the future. What's going to happen in the future? When am I going to get my degree? Where am I going to work? Who am I going to get married to? When am I going to get my car? When am I going to drive the best car? When am I going to get my own house? When am I going to be settled down? When am I going to earn millions? When am I going to have children? When am I going to have this? You fear the future. What is going to happen? You know, if I study and I don't get a job, then what? If I have a car and I meet up in an accident, then what? If I don't have a house, where is my wife going to stay? You know, all of this here, the fear of the future, this is one thing which actually makes us struggle with tawakkul and trust, and it's a big problem. So we need to overcome that fear. And how we're going to overcome it is if you leave everything in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When am I going to get married? When Allah ta'ala, you know, decides and wills for it to be best for me, I will get married. When am I going to get my own house? My job is to work for it. Allah ta'ala wills, I will get it. Tomorrow I can get it. After 10 years I can get it. But I will get it inshallah. But stressing yourself and putting the pressure on yourself that when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? Tell me, by thinking and by pressurizing yourself, are you going to get that house tomorrow? No. By thinking and pressurizing yourself, are you going to get married tomorrow? No. Everything is going to happen on its time. So trust the process. Trust the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't have this fear of the future. That's one reason why we struggle with tawakkul. Secondly, why we struggle with tawakkul is we are too attached to the means. We are too attached to the asbab, the causes, the reasons. And we are forgetting musabbibul asbab, the one who makes every reason work, the one who created every cause, the one who created every purpose. So we are attaching ourselves to the salary. We're not looking at the one who provides the salary and the risk. We looking and we are attaching ourselves to the doctor. We're not looking at the one who grants the cure and the shifa. We are attaching ourselves to our business. We're not looking at the one who sends the customers. We're not looking at the one who gives the risk. We're not looking at the one who opens the doors of risk for us. We are attaching ourselves too much to the books. We're not looking at the one who opens your minds and your hearts to and your wisdom to understand that books and grants you the intellect. We are attaching ourselves too much to the means of this world. That is why we are struggling in tawakkul. Our job is we mustn't look at the asbab, the means, the causes, the reasons. No, our job is to look at musabbibul asbab, the one who causes all the reasons, the one who makes all the reasons, the one who plans, subhanAllah, and his planning is such that there is no failure in his plan, subhanAllah. So that's the second reason why we struggle with tawakkul. Number three is we have trauma from past failures. Something happened in the past, and because of that, we cannot succeed with the future. We are not able to live in the present also because we're stuck in the past. What happened, it happened. Let bygones be bygones. You know, I mean, even Islam teaches you this, right? You made a mistake, you did something wrong, ask for forgiveness and rectify yourself. If you're going to be stuck in the past, you will never be able to live the present. You will never be able to enjoy the future. That's one thing you must keep in mind. You need to live in the present. You cannot live in the past. Yes, it's good for you to plan for the future in a wise way, strategically, according to the lines of Islam and the boundaries of Islam. But do not live in the past. Take lessons from the past, live in the present, and plan for your future. Then you will see how successful you will become. So one of the reasons why we struggle with tawakkul, the third reason which we are mentioning, is because we have trauma from past failures. Leave that. Maybe that time your tawakkul wasn't strong. Your bonding wasn't strong. Your trust in Allah wasn't strong. So change yourself, inshallah. You will see how Allah Ta'ala is going to open days for you, open ways for you, open your heart for you, open many things for you. It doesn't always remain night. After night, the day has to come. After the sun sets, the sun has to rise. And the Holy Quran says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." Indeed, with difficulty, with hardship, there is easiness. So that easiness, that comfort, that light at the end of the tunnel is going to come eventually. Your job is you need to trust the process of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, the reason why we struggle with tawakkul, very important, and I feel this is basically the backbone of why we are struggling with tawakkul, is we compare ourselves to others. He has a car and he is only 20 years old. I am 35 years old, I don't have a car. Why? Why are you comparing yourself? Look at those who are 40, 45 years old, 50 years old, and until today they don't have a car. He has a house when he's 22. I'm 28, I don't have a house as yet. Look at those who are 30, 35 and they don't have a house as yet. They're still living. Look at those who spend their entire lives renting. So, compare yourself. I'm not saying don't compare yourself, but there's a way of comparing. Compare yourself to those who are below you, not those above you. When you have a car, compare yourself to the one who doesn't have a car. When you have a house, compare yourself to the one who is paying rent. When you have a business, compare yourself to the one who doesn't have the business. When you have something, compare yourself, but to those who do not have what you have. Then you will start trusting the process of Allah Ta'ala. Then you will thank Allah Ta'ala. Then you will understand the amount of fadl and bounties and mercies Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has showered upon you. So these are four basic reasons I kept in front of you of why we struggle with tawakkul. We fear the future. We are too attached to means. We have trauma from the past failures. And we compare ourselves to others. Now, if you keep these few points in your mind, then you will know how important and how easy it will become for you to develop the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep one big heading in your mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls everything. Everything is in the divine control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Explain yourself and teach yourself this, that risk, it comes from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life and death, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wants today someone can be born, if He wants the next moment someone can leave this world, nobody can question the authority, the will, the irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Explain to yourself, Allah ta'ala is the one who gives honor. Allah ta'ala is the one who gives respect. Allah ta'ala is the one who gives status. Allah ta'ala is the one who gives maqam. Allah ta'ala is the one who gives martaba to everyone and everything. Explain to yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates opportunities. Allah ta'ala is the one who opens doors for opportunities. Allah Ta'ala is the one who opens ways for you. You need to explain to yourself all of these things and not just once. In fact, every morning when you wake up, every night before you sleep, tell yourself these things. Rizq is in the control of Allah. Life and death in the control of Allah. Honor, dignity, status, rank is in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Opportunities is in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Everything is by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So my job is I need to trust the one in whose divine control everything is falling under. And then inshallah, because why am I worrying? I want the opportunities. Why am I worrying? I want to have a healthy life. Why am I worrying? I want to have risk. Why am I worrying? I want to have honor. I want to have dignity. I want to have respect. I want to have a status. I want to go beyond. I want to go further in life. So all of these things, I want to achieve my goals. I want to make sure I am a successful person. And the control of all of these things is in one Zat, under the control of one Zat, and that is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The moment you keep telling yourself this thing, slowly, slowly you will see how your trust, your tawakkul, your reliance, everything will start going in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And you know, Allah Ta'ala himself mentions in the Holy Quran in Surah Talaq, ayat number 3, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Subhanallah. And whoever relies upon Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so he is sufficient for him. Allah Ta'ala himself is saying that he is sufficient. Your job is to have tawakkul, your job is to rely. Right? So if Allah Ta'ala is giving you, basically this is such a wonderful ayah of the Holy Quran which puts your mind, your heart, everything in sukoon, in peace, in tranquility. It is as if Allah Ta'ala is saying, I am there, you don't worry. You do what I commanded you to do. You do what I told you to do. You do things as you were supposed to do it, and I am the one who is going to provide for you. I am the one who is going to take care of everything. So learn how to put all your matters and leave your matters and, you know, leave your affairs in the care, in the control of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala wants you to have something, then believe me, you, the entire world cannot stop it from you. And if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want you to have something, the entire world can try to live our best, the entire universe can do anything, nobody can let you have it. It's all in the control of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So now, what are the benefits, what are the fruits of tawakkul which we need to take with ourselves? First and foremost, most important fruit of tawakkul is a person starts gaining inner peace, sukoon, tranquility. Tension is free, he becomes stress free, he becomes worry free, because he knows that Allah Ta'ala is the one who is going to make sure inshallah everything is going to go smoothly. So this inner peace, this sukoon, this peace, this tranquility which you receive, that you will get inshallah once you start developing tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala. Number two, whenever there is a test, whenever there is an imtihan, whenever you are going through a difficult situation, you will not panic. You will remain calm. Because you know this is also from under the court of Allah, and the solution will also come from the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So you'll start remaining calm in your test, in your imtihanat, in different trials which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is putting you through. Number three, the benefits of tawakkul is, you know, that the person, it's related to number two, a person gets or may has courage during difficulties. Like hausla hai, he has that motivation, he has that boost, he has that, you know, fire inside him that Allah Ta'ala is the one who is going to make things better. So you have that courage, and that courage builds up, alhamdulillah, during difficult times, during problems. The another fruit of tawakkul is a person starts seeing the barakah and the blessings in time and in money. You try this, leave everything in the court of Allah Ta'ala. See how Allah Ta'ala opens ways for you. See how Allah Ta'ala puts barakah in your time. See how Allah Ta'ala puts ideas in your mind. See how Allah Ta'ala puts blessings in your wealth. See how Allah Ta'ala does everything wonderfully for you. So these are some fruits, and besides this, there are so many things. I mean, Allah Ta'ala himself is saying that Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for you. Then tell me, if the one who Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for, what else does he need? What else does he desire? All his things will start getting better. But remember, everything comes down to this point that you need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to do what Allah ta'ala is commanding you to do. You want to disobey Allah, you want to go against Allah, you want to do every wrong and disgusting thing, and then you say, no, make dua, may Allah ta'ala, and I put my trust in Allah, all my things must go right, and still nothing is happening. And I said, because you saying you are putting your trust in Allah, but the requirements are not fulfilled. Allah ta'ala is telling you to do so and so thing, and you're not doing it. Then what trust are you putting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are going against the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So how can we practice tawakkul daily? This is the last few minutes, inshallah. Whenever you have a big decision to make, a big issue, read 2 rakat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah ta'ala to guide you. Ask Allah ta'ala to open your mind. Ask Allah ta'ala to open your heart. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the ways for you, and inshallah, then take it from there. Make dua constantly. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. These words are actually words of motivation. Allah is sufficient for me. He is the best helper. He is the best protector. He is the best manager of all the affairs. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. So pray 2 rakats before any important thing. Make dua constantly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reduce your expectations from people. Keep your expectations in the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who is going to put the thoughts in the hearts of people to come towards you to make your matters better. But don't keep your expectations in people. People cannot do anything. And eventually they are going to break your expectations. Put your expectations in that zaat who will never ever break your expectations. Number 4, see every difficulty as a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are going through a difficult time, a tough situation. This is a plan of Allah ta'ala. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something better is coming up in the future, inshallah. Right? So your job is to see everything as an opportunity, not everything as a problem and a calamity and difficulty. And number 5, remember the past blessings. Very important. Allah ta'ala has helped you before. Allah ta'ala showed you the way before. Allah ta'ala showed you the path before. So now again He is going to help you. Now again He is going to show you the path. Now again He is going to open ways for you. So these are few points which you must keep in mind of how to, practice tawakkul, how to develop the habit of having tawakkul. And inshallah you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant you blessings. And look at Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala. This is one of the greatest women who walked on the surface of this earth. The Holy Quran speaks about it. She is the only woman whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Holy Quran, and the entire surah is dedicated to her. Surah Maryam, what a wonderful surah. So look at the incident of Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, that when she was told that she must shake the palm tree or touch the palm tree, and the fruits came to her. Fruits came out of way. Be mausam phal. Those fruits which whose season, it was out of season. In winter you will never find mango and lychees. In summer you won't find oranges. You will find, but it will be sour. You will find, but it won't be as good as it is in winter. And in summer you will find the best mangoes. You will find the best lychees. So this is according to season. But Sayyidah Maryam was granted fruit out of season. In Allah يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah Ta'ala is the one who grants rizq to whoever He wills, bila hisab. Allah Ta'ala is the one who grants rizq without any limit, without any accountability. He is the one who can grant whatever He wants, whenever He wants, to whomever He wants. Alright, so He can give the fruit out of season. He can give the fruit whenever He wants to give it. So this is a lesson from the life of Sayyidah Maryam, from the Holy Quran, which we need to take of tawakkul. Your job is not to question how is this possible. Your job is, I am putting my trust on that Zaat who can make every impossible possible. Inshallah. Remember, provided it is something permissible. Ma'adallah, you are doing something haram. You say, Allah is going to make a way for me that is haram. In some cases, this can lead to kufr as well. Al-A'yadu Billah. You trust Allah Ta'ala, and you hope for the best from the court of Allah for jais, permissible, and lawful things within the boundary of Sharia. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. We make dua. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the hearts which thank Allah Ta'ala, and those hearts which have sabr, those hearts which have tawakkul and trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Inshallah, inshallah. With these words, we reach the conclusion of today's discussion. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts and your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive. Think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Pathway to inner excellence cleans the soul from pride and sins. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence.